It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 14th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $72,882. ETH is down 0.5% at $3,955. And Binance Coin is up 0.5% at $605. Well, MicroStrategy is set to sell nearly $600 million in convertible senior notes maturing in 2030 following a recent $800 million debt sale. The move aims to secure funds for further Bitcoin purchases amid the surging crypto market. Investors in the senior notes will receive semi-annual interest payments with the option to convert them to cash. This debt offering follows MicroStrategy's recent buying spree. MicroStrategy stock has risen over 170% in the past year. Well, the U.S. District Judge rejected motions from crypto exchange Gemini and Lend Genesis to dismiss an SEC lawsuit over the Gemini Earn program. Judge Ramos said the SEC plausibly alleged the offering and sale of unregistered securities by both companies. The case centers on Gemini Earn, which enabled customers to loan crypto to Genesis for returns. The SEC argued investors anticipated profits, meeting securities criteria. Gemini and Genesis claimed that the assets weren't securities, citing the loan nature. For their part, Gemini's counsel expressed confidence in prevailing, emphasizing Gemini Earn wasn't a security. The U.S. Treasury Department is investigating $165 million in crypto transactions that may have been linked to Hamas, per the Wall Street Journal. The transactions identified in suspicious activity reports in the last 3 years were studied by the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. FinCEN has indicated that claims about Hamas's use of crypto could be overstated. This investigation aligns with broader discussions among U.S. lawmakers about the role of crypto in terrorist financing, with efforts to gather more data on Hamas's crypto activities and potentially implement sanctions against the group. Well, Elon Musk hinted that Tesla might accept Dogecoin as payment for its cars in the future during a visit to the company's Giga Berlin plant. While Tesla already allows Dogecoin for buying merchandise, Musk mentioned extending it to car purchases. This isn't the first time he's backed the meme-inspired crypto, and his remarks often impact Dogecoin's value. Dog with Hat, the mascot of the Solana meme coin, may make an appearance on the Sphere in Las Vegas for over a week after a successful community fundraiser raised $650,000. The price of WIF has surged to its all-time high. And finally, meme coins like Dogecoin and Dog with Hat, despite lacking inherent value propositions, have surged in correlation with the growth of user wallets and their underlying blockchains, according to Franklin Templeton's digital asset team. The correlation indicates that meme coins are strongly tied to network growth rather than fundamental value. The report highlights examples like Bonk on Solana, where increased trading activity coincided with a rise in active addresses. Meme coins have gained popularity for offering a quick profit opportunity due to their unique nature. The surge in meme coins is often viewed as a way to speculate on the growth of specific blockchains, with organizations like the Avalanche Foundation starting to invest in meme tokens, recognizing their potential cultural and memetic value in driving investor interest. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.